They're all in line. And they're off.
Spendthrift Farm presents Calling All Three-Year-Olds with Bobby Newman.
The Road to the Roses was in full swing last weekend with three big stakes, including two with Kentucky Derby points on the line. On New Year's Day, Aqueduct held the $150,000 Jerome Stakes at a mile over their Muddy Main track. Swill and Eagle Orb looked like the horses to beat coming in and were sent off at odds of 7-5 and 9-5 respectively. But it was the shipper from Parks, Capo Kane, who proved much the best. He broke alertly under Dylan Davis and went right to the lead. On the far turn, the favorites started to close in, but Davis never seemed worried as he sat chilly aboard the front runner. When they turned for home, Capo Kane let it out a few notches and drew away to an impressive six-length score. His final time for the mile was 1:38 and earned 10 valuable Derby points for the victory. Capo Kane has now won two of his three lifetime starts, and trainer Harry Weiner thinks he'll be even better as the distances get longer. He's targeting the Grade 3 Withers Stakes on February 6th at Aqueduct for his next start. There were a pair of 100-granders on Saturday. Gulfstream Park held the Mucho Macho Man Stakes. No Derby points on the line, but the Todd Pletcher-trained Mutasabek got back to his winning ways. He was coming off a disappointing effort in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, but got a perfect trip under regular rider Luis Saez to win by a length and a half while covering the mile in 1:35-4. Look for Mutasabek to stay on dirt for now, possibly pointing for the Grade 3 Holy Bull at Gulfstream on January 30th, next time out. Santa Anita featured the Grade 3 Sham Stakes Saturday, with 10 Derby points available to the winner. Life Is Good was coming off a smashing debut win sprinting at Del Mar, and he was bet down to 1-5 to remain unbeaten. The son of Into Mischief set a solid pace while opening a big early lead, maintained it into the stretch, then held off barnmate Medina Spirit to win by almost a length. The final time of 1:36-3 doesn't seem that fast, but the main track was playing very dull all day, so that race was much better than looked. Trainer Bob Baffert indicated that Life Is Good may next try either the Grade 2 San Felipe at Santa Anita on March 6th or the Grade 2 Rebel at Oaklawn Park on March 13th. There are no major stakes for the three-year-olds this week, but the Derby Trail continues next Saturday with the Grade 3 LeCompte at Fairgrounds. I'll be back with this week's top five list right after this word from Spendthrift.
Malibu Moon, the sire of 17 Grade 1 winners on dirt, second in the world only to Tappet among active sires. Malibu Moon's progeny have won as many or more of America's most celebrated dirt races as any active sire, especially for three-year-old colts, including the Kentucky Derby, Florida Derby, Santa Anita Derby, and Arkansas Derby, among others. A living legend, Malibu Moon, AP Indy's best sire, standing at Spendthrift Farm.
This week's top five list of Derby contenders looks like this. Number one, Essential Quality, undefeated, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Champion. Look for him in either the Grade 2 Risen Star at Fairgrounds or the Grade 3 Southwest at Oaklawn for his next start. Number two, Life Is Good, undefeated son of Into Mischief, the Grade 2 San Felipe or the Grade 2 Rebel next on his docket. Number three is Senor Buscador. He's also undefeated in two starts. An eye-catching win in the Springboard Mile at Remington may run next weekend in the LeCompte at Fairgrounds. Number four, Mandaloon, another one who's undefeated. A son of Into Mischief who's also looking at the LeCompte. And new to the list, number five, Prime Factor, an impressive winner of a maiden race at Gulfstream in December, undecided where he may turn up next. That's your Calling All 3-Year-Olds segment presented by Spendthrift, the Breeders' Farm.